Blog Talk Radio.
As one, your voice may not be heard. As one in a million, your voice cannot be ignored. Rick Santorum's Patriot Voices stands with you for faith, family, freedom, and opportunity in America. Welcome to Patriot Voices Radio. This is your time to stand up and let your voices be heard.
Welcome to Patriot Voices Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Dan Davidson. It's great to have you with us. We have another exciting show lined up for you. It's all about hearing from you, our Patriot Voices members, and coming together as we stand up for the principles that are so dearly held to us as Americans. Today, we will be checking in with Senator Rick Santorum and get his view on a number of current issues. It's always a pleasure to have him live on our show. We'll also hear from Herman Perchner. He's from the American Foreign Policy Council, and he'll be visiting with Senator Santorum about some important national security issues. Later in the show, we will be talking with Aaron Klein. He and his wife, Melissa, are featured in the One Generation Away movie from Echolite Studios, and they are the co-owners of Melissa's Sweet Cakes in Oregon. So we'll touch in with them later. We'll also get a grassroots update from one of our deputy grassroots directors, John Kyle. Patriot Voices continues to grow, and it's always exciting to hear about the pulse of Patriot Voices and the directions that we're moving in. So stay tuned. Don't go away. You can always call us if you have a question, especially for Senator Santorum or possibly any of our guests that we can try to work in if we have time. And you can also always listen to our show live on your phone. So save this on your phone. We come at you the second and fourth Tuesdays every month at noon Eastern Standard Time. That number is 347-857-3462. You can always leave us a message at our 24-hour hotline and just share your heart, and a lot of times we will play your message on the air later. That number is 512-827-0033. We've got some great prizes we're giving away today as well. All you have to do is go to the Patriot Voice Facebook page and join the radio event at the top of the page, and you'll automatically be entered to win. It's that easy. We'll be drawing winners throughout the show. We're going to be giving away copies of Echolite movie One Generation Away, and also a couple copies of two of Senator Santorum's books, Blue Collar Conservatives and American Patriots. So we have some great giveaways, and like I said, all you have to do is go to the Facebook site for Patriot Voices and just join the event. We do a radio event also every time we have a show, so we would love to give away those things. Just recently, Senator Santorum spoke at the NRA convention, the National Rifle Association convention. And he had some great remarks that we'll be asking about later about freedom. Basically, what Senator Santorum was sharing is that our freedoms are under assault more than ever. And he challenged us to stay committed, be vigilant, and to do something ourselves. And so we're going to start off the show just playing a little clip from one of his NRA remarks, and where he talks about freedom is under assault in America.
I heard other speakers come out and talk about this issue, and it's probably the most important issue that we're dealing with right now, and that's the issue of freedom. Freedom is under assault, not by the gay and lesbian community, no. It's under assault by the left in America, just like it's been under the assault of the Second Amendment, it's been under assault by the left, just like every other freedom that we have. Government is trying to determine and tell you how you're supposed to run your life, what you're supposed to believe now. They're not looking for tolerance. They're looking for conformity. They're looking for you to go along with what they believe, and they are not going to be tolerant of any dissent. This is what this fight is all about. It's a fight about freedom. I always say the Second Amendment is there to protect the First Amendment. The Second Amendment is there to protect our freedoms, not just our own personal freedoms. I have my own concealed carry card that I have in my home state, and I'm very proud of that, as does my wife. I always tell you that I want to tell you what kind of wife I have for her birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks. She doesn't want flowers. She wants ammo. So and I never buy enough.
That's some remarks from Senator Santorum's recent speech at the NRA convention, really talking about how our freedoms as Americans are under assault. Later in this speech, he talked about what he called the Iron Triangle of Freedom, and he really does a great job at tying this together, and that is freedom, virtue, and faith. And so we're going to listen to another short clip from Senator Santorum from his recent NRA speech, talking about more about the freedom under assault and the freedom triangle.
So I can tell you we're committed on the Second Amendment, A-plus rating, all the things. We work closely with the NRA, and those are important issues and ones that we need to be vigilant on, particularly as the left continues. But they're coming at a different assault here. They're coming at our foundation. You know, there's a great speaker by the name of Oz Guinness who talks about the Iron Triangle of freedom that has sustained America. And this is how it works. Freedom requires virtue. If you think about it, that makes sort of good sense. The less virtuous we are as a society, the less free we will be. The less well-behaved we are, the more the government will come in and try to impose its will to control bad behavior. We see it all the time. Anybody like going through airports these days? Every time we as a society move down that road further to unvirtuous behavior, government finds a reason to come in and control. So freedom requires virtue. Virtue requires faith. What is the greatest teacher of virtue in America and in the world? It's the Bible. It's the moral code that comes from faith. Freedom requires virtue. Virtue requires faith. Faith requires freedom. And what is an assault today is the freedom to exercise your faith. I got a question at CPAC the other day, the Conservative Political Action Conference, from a conservative moderator. You know what their question was to me? Senator, are you too religious to be elected President of the United States? Can you imagine that question even being thought of 25 years ago? But ladies and gentlemen, there is an assault on faith, which is an assault ultimately on the freedom to believe, and it is the trunk from which all other rights flow. If you don't have the right to believe what you want to believe, then all the other rights we have are pretty hollow. What are you defending? What are you defending if you can't be who you are and exercise that and be that out, not just in your church, but in your community, in the public square, in your business, in your school?
Some very inspiring remarks from Senator Rick Santorum from his recent speech at the NRA convention. Our freedom is under assault, and we'll be talking with him more about that later in the show. For now, we are going to welcome one of our deputy grassroots directors for Patriot Voices to the show. It's John Kyle. We want to talk about grassroots. John, welcome to Patriot Voices Radio today. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Well, hey, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us today. Patriot Voices just continues to grow, and it's all about the grassroots. I mean, we're in all 50 states, and I know that you're part of that team. Tell us a little bit about what a deputy grassroots director does for Patriot Voices, such as yourself.
Well, with the deputy grassroots directors, there are four of us that help assist Shelley, who's our national grassroots director. And a lot of what we do is engage our local leaders and recruit leaders and provide support to our state chairs and, you know, the other people that are on the ground, you know, locally trying to help us to reach out and stand for our issues.
That's awesome. Tell us, I'm sure as you talk to people, you're picking up their heart, what they're mm-hmm. concerned about, what motivates them, what gets them passionate and keeps them going. Can you just share a little bit as you've talked to people all across the country?
I think one of the things is that we're heading in the wrong direction. That, you know, when you talk to people, I think there's more and more of an urgency to say, hey, you know what, we've got to get this turned around and turned around now, and we just can't sit back and watch it happen. I think a lot of people that were on the sidelines are saying, hey, I've got to get involved and do something, you know, and, you know, it's one of those things where people are excited to be a part of something bigger than themselves and a community of people coming together to turn this around.
You know, Senator Santorum often says, do something. And I think we've talked about this before, John, that when people join Patriot Voices, no matter, you know, what they can do in just how little time they may be able to offer, you know, outside of their family and their business and their community, you know, contributions, it makes a difference when you really feel like, hey, I am doing something and I want to do my part to make a difference, doesn't it?
Well, I think so, too. And I think one of the things from talking to people, a lot of people just don't understand sometimes how big a role it is just to help in an event or, you know, when we make phone calls or different things, they're not the glamorous things that people think of maybe, but boy, they're a huge deal and reaching out to their friends and getting the message out there. And, you know, I've talked to a number of people saying, I feel bad, this is all I can do. And to me, I'm thinking, you're doing a lot. It's huge that everybody
sure.
has a place in this picture. There's a place for everybody. And however, whatever role that you're designed for, we need you. And it all fits together, and everybody's doing their part. And it is a real big deal.
Well, the beautiful thing, Patriot Voices allows people to get involved at whatever level and time commitment that they are, you know, available for now. Tell us a little bit more how people can get connected and become a part of Patriot Voices today.
Well, one of the ways to do it is, you know, you can go on our website, patriotvoices.com, and you can either click on the Take Action button up top, or if you hover over it, you get that drop-down box. You click Become a Leader, and it takes you to a form to ask you some questions. You plug in your information, and then, you know, what would normally happen is one of the deputies would get in touch with you and see how, you know, what's the best fit for you and that kind of thing. And also, if you have relationships with some of our other people in the chapters and that type of thing, or other volunteers, you know, connect with them and they can help connect you as well. So
absolutely.
It's really easy.
John, I know Patriot Voices is always focused on, you know, multiple issues at a time. We've got petitions, we've got different things going on. Tell us some things now that people can join in on and some calls to action that you'd like to share.
Well, I think one of the big things is, and most people have seen this, that Iran is in the news right now and the administration has been negotiating a deal on the nuclear capacity. And the big thing right now is if you go on our website, we've got an advocacy started with basically the idea that Congress needs to have the opportunity to review and ratify any deal they come up with. And, you know, basically what Congress has done then is they've proposed a bill, the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act of 2015. And if you go to our website, Patriot Voices, you look under the big logo, there's a little sign that it says, Help Us Stop Iran. And
okay.
Right there, if you click on that, it'll take you to our page. You can set up an email letter to the senators. It'll help you find your senators. It'll provide the letter. You just fill in some information. It sends it for you. It's just another easy way. And, you know, as constituents, we need to be talking to our senators and let them know what's important to us.
Fantastic, John. And I love the way Patriot Voices just really makes it easy for you. So, as you said, go to patriotvoices.com. And it's always a good idea to just check back there once or twice a week and see what the big banners are, because the most important issues are up there. And usually there is a call to action, isn't there, where people can easily get involved.
Well, yes, with all the – you have petitions, they will have the letters with them and that kind of thing. Or, you know, there are different ways to depending on what the topic is, to do something. You know, if you're looking to do something – if you go on the site and you look at the carousel with the different images and that type of thing, with the big images, it gives you a whole variety of things you can do. And even beyond those images, one of the big things is to help us promote our messages and the conservative messages on Twitter. You know, if you don't have an account, it's real easy. You can go onto the twitter.com. It helps you set up your account. And, you know, once you get your account set up, follow us at Patriot Voices. It's Patriot_Voices, and Twitter's another great way to be in touch with what's important to other conservatives, what Patriot Voices messages, that kind of thing. It's a real nice way to do that.
Yeah, and then that's a great way to get involved too. And of course, you can get involved on our Facebook site, Facebook at just Patriot Voices. John, thank you so much for joining us and working and the grassroots there as we continue to grow, and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you. John Kyle, he's one of our deputy grassroots directors, working hard with all of you, the volunteers. Patriot Voices just continues to grow, and we're very excited about that. And we just thank you for everyone who's taken part, because all of our voices come together. It really does make a difference. We have some great giveaways today. Our first winner is Bobby from California. She wins a copy of Blue Collar Conservatives. That is an awesome book written by Senator Rick Santorum last year. It's a book about really a blueprint for reaching hardworking Americans. You know, a lot of people may feel that, you know, the Republican or the Democratic parties may not care about them. This book reaches out to really the backbone of America, the hardworking America's blue-collar conservatives. So you can still join our giveaway today by going to our Facebook site. Just enter the event for the radio show today, and it'll be automatically entered. We're going to be giving away some other things today as well. Next, we are going to welcome to our show Aaron Klein. Aaron and his wife Melissa are from Oregon and are featured in the movie One Generation Away. This is a movie that was produced by Echolite Studios, and it talks about our freedoms could just be one generation away from being lost. And as we talked about at the top of the show, you know, our freedoms are under assault, and so we're very pleased to have Aaron join us today on Patriot Voices Radio. Aaron, welcome to the show today.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, Aaron, some of our listeners may be familiar with your story, but some may not be. If you could tell us a little bit more about you and your wife, Melissa, and how you came to be featured in the movie One Generation Away.
Well, you know, we owned a small bakery in Gresham, Oregon, and we really tried to live our lives for the Lord. We tried to do everything we could to honor Him, both at home and at work. And at some point in time, that became a conflict of interest for the state of Oregon, and they have decided that they will let me know what I can and cannot do in my place of business. And so we're actually facing a state-sponsored lawsuit.
Okay. And now you had a business that where you made wedding cakes, right? Sweet cakes, Melissa's Sweet Cakes?
Yeah. It's Sweet Cakes by Melissa. She did custom-designed wedding cakes. I mean, numerous. We did roughly 160 to 180 weddings a year. You know, she loved doing what she was doing. God gave her the talent to you know, be artistic in that nature. And she really enjoyed just, you know, blessing people with her talent. You know, just loved doing it. And like I say, we ended up with an issue where somebody tried to get us to use her God-given talent to do something that we thought would be less than honoring to the Lord. And so we decided that, no, that wasn't an order we could fill, and now we've, of course, gotten in some trouble for it.
Okay, so can you share us where you things stand now with your legal fight with the state of Oregon at this point?
Well, at this point in time, we've actually gone through the process of the actual trial. We have been found, well, I myself, Melissa was not found guilty in any aspect. I was found guilty in discriminating in a place of public accommodations due to sexual orientation. We went through the penalty trials, what we ended up doing, that lasted about 7 days. And at this point, we're waiting to hear back from the court as far as what their damages award will be, you know, set at.
Okay. If you don't mind sharing, how has this affected your family?
Well, I mean, really, it went from the ability to provide for your family, the ability to, you know, just live the American dream. That's really been kind of taken away from me at this point. It's affected, I mean, obviously, when you start having, you know, stresses from legal battles, that kind of stuff, it does affect your family. It's, you know, there's been times that we've been pretty stressed out due to just some threatening things that we've been, you know, told via phone calls, emails, and sometimes just, you know, actual, you know, U.S. Postal Service. So obviously people have my address and are able to send me threatening things. So, you know, what's to stop from coming to my house? So that's pretty stressful.
Sure. What it sounds like your family, though, is sticking together, and it sounds like your faith is really important part of that. Can you just share how you feel you've gotten stronger from all these experiences you're going through?
Well, as far as our faith goes, I would say that my resolve and my faith is stronger than ever because of this. This is something that I'd say Satan would try to use something like this to tear you down and pull you away from the Lord, but it really has. It has drawn myself closer to the Lord. My wife is, just much more trusting in God's providence through this, and I'd say that we've stuck, not only stuck together, but we are, our resolve and our want to fight this and stand for the Lord's truth is stronger than ever.
That is awesome. Now, I understand that you recently decided to get more involved with Patriot Voices as a point of contact. Can you tell us why you made that decision?
It's just yet another thing we can do in this country to stand up for freedom. I've seen what Patriot Voices has done, what they stand for, and you know, I'm the kind of person that you can't sit back on the sidelines and say, man, these things need to change, and then do nothing about it. We have to get involved, and so I felt that Patriot Voices was a good avenue to do that through.
That's fantastic. Can you share with our listeners any ways that they can show support for you and Melissa?
Well, you know, at this point, we, of course, you know, sorry, not trying to stutter too much here, but we are facing some hard financially. We do have some issues. In fact, to be honest with you, I'm broke down the side of the road right now. But we need prayer. We need, you know, we need people to stand with us. And, you know, it's just like I say, that when the government steps in, they tell you can't run your business the way you want to run your business due to something like this. It really hammers you economically, and it has. It has taken a toll. It's toll. I'm probably, it's probably cut my income in half because of taking a job driving truck as to where we were doing the business before. And so it really has affected us. And you know, five kids to feed, that gets tough. And so we are, you know, pray that we can continue to, you know, make ends meet. But
sure.
We trust that God will provide. So.
Amen. And we want to pray that you're going to be able to solve whatever's going on while you're on the side of the road there today as well. Aaron, I want to share your website. It's sweetcakesweb.com. And I love the picture of you, Melissa, there. And I understand that although your original business has been kind of suspended, so to speak, that you're still doing some things out of your home. Is that right?
On a limited basis.
Limited basis.
I mean, it's tough. Yeah, we have 2-year-old twin boys, so you can imagine how that is trying to get out of the house. So that's tough. But
okay.
We are in hopes that we will be able to reopen at some point because, like I said, that was something that Melissa just loved doing. So.
Well, I know you also have a Facebook site, Sweet Cakes by Melissa. So, listen, we're behind you. Thank you for joining the Patriot Voices team. Thank you for sharing with us, even as you're on the side of the road there, and our prayers and support are with you and your family.
All right. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care, Aaron.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. That's Aaron Klein, who is a new point of contact for Patriot Voices. He and his wife, Melissa, are from Oregon, and from the reasons that they were affected with their business here recently, they are featured in the movie One Generation Away. And that movie is something dear to the heart of Senator Rick Santorum, and we'd like to actually have him join the show now. Senator, welcome to Patriot Voices Radio today. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dan. It's always gut-wrenching to hear Aaron and Melissa's story and realize the impact of what the government can do to intimidate and to, really take people's livelihood away because
yes.
they don't conform to the new orthodoxy, to the new standards that everybody has to live by. I spoke at the National Rifle Association the other day and talked about how the Second Amendment protects the First Amendment and that the First Amendment is under great assault in America today. And Aaron and Melissa are unfortunately casualties of that assault and they're more and more happening every day. So I really believe that Patriot Voices has to continue to speak out, and I'm glad Aaron has joined our team, and he's probably no more effective spokesperson out there for people who are just trying to live their faith throughout their life. They don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want to offend anybody. But they want the right to practice their faith and in a way that's consonant with what has always been the law of the land, which is a free exercise of religion. We're losing that, and that's why One Generation Away is such an important movie, and that's why Patriot Voices and I and others have to go out and need to talk about this issue and bring this issue to light for the American public.
Senator, at the top of the show, we were able to play a couple audio clips from your NRA convention speech, and you talked about for our freedom is under assault, and we played the clip where you talked about the Iron Triangle of Freedom and really how we need to have a commitment and a vigilance that is unparalleled. What was your response to that speech, and how does that message continue to resonate with people as you're traveling on the road?
Well, I can tell you the response at the convention was somewhat overwhelming to me. The response from the crowd was terrific, and afterwards, as I walked around, I had people continually walking up to me who had seen the speech and thanking me for it, and wondering whether they could was available to show to other people. So it was something that was hopefully heartfelt and got across. Delivered a very important message about how our country needs faith and how it needs faith as a molder and shaper of people in our world, so we can have the freedoms that we have. And there are lots of reasons for faith. Obviously, the eternal one being the most important, but for our country, faith is really the great civilizer that teaches moral codes and principles and eternal truths that help people live together in harmony much more effectively.
Senator, let's talk about some current issues here. First of all, Hillary Clinton has formally jumped in the race for the White House, and Patriot Voices released a video last week about Secretary Clinton's lapse in judgment about sending sensitive emails while she was Secretary of State. What do you think are Secretary Clinton's biggest challenges as the candidate for president this time around?
Well, I think there are many. Legion probably is the best way to put it. Many, many challenges. Patriot Voices pointed out one of them, her disdain for having to comply with the laws of our country and in so doing, putting our country at a serious national security risk. Those are things that should be very big red flags to the American public when looking at a potential presidential candidate puts her own self-interest before the national security interests of the country and does so with disdain. And the response that she's given and the way she's treated this issue. Anyway, she reminds of the way she treated a whole bunch of issues in the past, including the recent past of Benghazi, that it just doesn't matter, that she's held to a different standard, and as long as she's out there pushing the liberal agenda, everybody should give her a pass. And that hopefully is something that the American public is getting some sense that this is a pattern of behavior, this is a one-off, and that this should be a great concern to them, and particularly the Office of the President.
Absolutely. Speaking of President, what is your reaction to President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro's meeting for the first time in Panama?
This is a tragic continuation of a president who lifts up, elevates, and supports the most horrible regimes in the world, the most tyrannical regimes of the world, ones that are not just want to, but are spreading misery and authoritarian rule all throughout the world, including obviously we talk about Iran all the time on this show, but Cuba is the principal sponsor of this Bolivarian revolution that is taking place, has been being fought in Central and South America now for over 50 years. The spread of communism and authoritarian regimes that limit people's freedom, execute people, don't give people any kind of religious liberty or quality of life. And this is the person and the regime that Barack Obama is elevating to a higher and higher stature as they spread this horrible revolution throughout the region, and unfortunately successfully, because America is doing nothing to counter it. In fact, as we just see, they're actually saluting and promoting and elevating Cuba to a stature that they have heretofore not given by any American regime because of their behavior. Now the president is recognizing them to allow them to come to the Organization of American States, even though under the bylaws they're prohibited from doing so, meeting with them, recognizing them, opening up trade with them, all after Cuba and Venezuela working in tandem have spread this horrible scourge of restricting freedom and destroying capital markets and imprisoning political prisoners. It's not just Venezuela, but Nicaragua, and El Salvador, Ecuador, now Argentina, and the list goes on and on. And while they're doing this, it sort of reminds you of what the president is doing with Iran. As Iran is it's spreading its Shiite revolution, the expansion of radical Islam in Yemen, Lebanon, and Syria, Iraq. We reward the Iranians by reducing sanctions and giving them a deal that allows them to become a nuclear power. This is the kind of behavior out of the president that I don't think we've ever seen in the history of this country. It is truly stunning how this president embraces our enemies and elevates them to help them facilitate them from spreading their answer that this, both Iran and Cuba are spreading.
Sure. Well, speaking of Iran, Senator, according to press accounts yesterday, it appears that the Senate is getting close to passing some legislation that will require any deal with Iran to be reviewed by Congress. Are you pleased to hear this? What do you think will be the outcome?
Well, I hope it's a tough bill. I hope they don't water this thing down to get votes. I'd rather have a bill not pass than have a bill pass that doesn't accomplish what is necessary, which is to require the president to not just run it through the Senate, but make sure that they have the ability to stop this bad deal, and it isn't just a resolution that doesn't have any teeth to it. So it's really important that this is a strong piece of legislation that does in fact block the president from doing things that are against the security interests of our country. If it does that, I'm wholeheartedly supportive of it.
Senator, I'm looking at the calendar here, and I see that tomorrow is April 15th, Tax Day. I'm sure that's on the minds of many Americans. Can you give us your thoughts on what can be done with the current tax code to help hardworking Americans?
Well, that's the most important thing, is we have to do two things. We have to create an opportunity for growth in America, again, which is such stagnation in our economy that's really hurting everybody across the board, except the wealthiest. They're the ones who are doing the best under this administration. The concentration of wealth has just exploded under this president. All an attempt to redistribute income, what he's doing is cutting off growth that's going to help working men and women across this country. And so we have to look at a tax code that's going to incentivize growth and investment, number one. But number two, and this is really important, it's something that I think Republicans have missed for a long time, we have to make sure that this is a program that helps families and helps those who are trying to rise in society have the opportunity to do so. And that combination, those three things have to be the central part of any kind of tax plan, any kind of plan, period, when it comes to the economy. And so One way to do that, by the way, is to limit the power of the Internal Revenue Service. The simplification of the tax code and getting the Internal Revenue Service out of the business of micromanaging everybody's finances is so important we're looking right now at a tax bill that I've been working on now for several months. I'm really excited, not quite ready to unveil it, but really excited about how we can simplify, lower rates, simplify, and also really give a shot in the arm to working men and women in this country so they and their families can see a better day in the future.
Excellent. We look forward to that. Another reform that most Americans agree needs to happen is passing a balanced budget amendment. What do you think about that? How important is that?
Well, I always go back to when I came to the United States Senate 20 years ago and came within one vote in the United States Senate to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. It was heartbreaking. And the one vote was a Republican who had voted for it before but changed his vote. I'll never forget going to the floor immediately after he had, in my opinion, betrayed the trust that he was given by the people of Oregon. His name was Mark Hatfield. He was the chairman of the Republican chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and I called for his removal from that position. I'd been in Congress now a few months, and he had been in Congress 30 years. And so I went out and did some things that certainly didn't make me any friends, but I thought it was important that this was a truly I won't say revolutionary, because the revolution occurred in 1776, and they
right.
1789 they put in the Constitution that put limits on the federal government, and through the constitutional amendment process over time, those things have been removed, and Washington has gotten bigger. And this was a chance to really put the proper balance back between the power of the states, the power of the federal government, and more importantly, the power to the people. And so some would have campaigned on that, for the Republicans in 1994 have campaigned on it, and to have had the votes and then lose it was really something that I don't know. I'm hopeful we can see again. but it's going to take a really strong and bold leadership going forward to make the case to the American public. So why this is vitally important to maintain their freedom.
Senator, we have a very special guest who's joining us on the show today. It's Herman Perchner. He's the president of the American Foreign Policy Council, and I'd like to give our listeners a little information about that, and then we'll have them join us. The AFPC has played an essential role, in, as you know, in the U.S. foreign policy debate. Founded in 1982, it's a nonprofit organization, and it really brings information to those who really make and influence the foreign policy of the United States. It assists world leaders with building democracies and marketing economies. And as you know, the AFPC is widely recognized as a source of timely, insightful analysis on foreign policy issues. They work closely with Congress, the executive branch, policymaking, and it's really staffed by many specialists in foreign and defense policy. And it's a valuable resource to officials in the highest levels of government. And so we're very honored to have today on the show Herman Perchner. Herman, welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm fine and pleased to be on.
Well, thank you, Herman, for being on the program. I really appreciate it. And I would love if you could share. We talked about a couple of national security issues here, but I know one of the areas that you are particularly strong. I mean, you're strong in all these areas, but one that we don't talk about very much is, you know, what's going on in Russia in particular. And I hear this when I travel around the country. People are concerned about what Russia, they're concerned about what they're up to. And obviously the situation in Ukraine is still very destabilized and unsettled. And love to get your take on what's going on there and what American policy response should be.
Okay. Well, first, it's important to understand that Russia has had designs on Ukraine and territory of other countries for a long time. The actual law they used to annex Crimea was passed in 2001, and they've done a lot of other things to advance the possibility of annexing Ukraine in the years in between. We hear a lot about separatist forces, but the reality is that the forces fighting the Ukrainian government are Russian-led, Russian-financed, Russian-equipped, and everything else is just window dressing. It's an attack on a sovereign country.
So what should have the response been? We can always sort of go back and play Monday morning quarterback. But the better question is, if you can address that, what should we have done? What can we do now, given all that's happened?
Okay. Well, in 1994, Ukraine was a nuclear power, and it gave up its nuclear weapons in exchange for guarantees by the United States, by
Britain. This was under President Clinton, right?
Yes, and by Russia. Russia signed this agreement. Well, Ukraine gave up the nuclear weapons, and now Russia's attacking them, has taken territory, and will take more. At the time when Crimea was threatened, a strong enough message should have been sent that we would stand behind the accord, not necessarily to send troops in, but to make sure the Ukrainian fighters had proper weapons. The reality is Russia has extremely modern weapons. They have tanks whose armor cannot be pierced by the weaponry Ukraine has. We should at least give them an opportunity to be something other than cannon fodder as they resist Russian aggression.
Let me ask you a question, because I've heard reports that the Ukrainian military is in a state of disarray, and that the groups that are at least effectively fighting the Russians right now are, for lack of a better term, neo-Nazi-type groups. I've seen some reports about banning such symbols. What's the situation on the ground there? Is it as desperate as some have portrayed?
Well, let me address the neo-Nazi claim first. There are some troops like that, but they're a minority. And if you look at the Ukrainian voting, the vote for people that might be called fascists is much smaller than is in France and Britain and many other Western countries. The majority of people fighting there look towards democracy, look towards a free market, look towards religious and political freedoms, and that's why they're fighting. Now, the Ukrainian army was left in shatters by the pro-Moscow president Yanukovych. He put people on the top that essentially looted the army coffers and or were incompetent. So when Russia made its move, the Ukrainian army, such as it was in disarray. It's now being rebuilt and is increasingly effective as volunteers come in and the people that were in the army, the Ukrainian patriots, get their act together. You were correct in saying that at the beginning, though, a lot of the fighting was carried on by militias, and there were a lot of militias, all of them privately funded. If you were a 19-year-old Ukrainian, you might go to join the militia, and you'd have to raise money to be permitted to enlist. The rate was about $800 or $1,000. Now, this is in a country where you retire, if you're a poor person, on $200 or $300 a month. So it's a lot of money. And that money went for uniform, for rifle, and the larger sum went to take old tanks and equipment out of mothballs left over from the Soviet era and get them ready to go to the front. So these people have been chewed up, but they keep going back just because they're not going to let the Russians roll over them.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very helpful to me, and I know a lot of our listeners who are not getting a lot of information, number one, or certainly a lot of good information from the media on what's going on there. One final question I have for you is what is the Iranian deal? And obviously much has been made. You see a lot of concern that what the Iranians say the deal is not what the Americans say the deal is. It's two questions. Number one, even if the deal is what the president said, was it a good deal? And number two, is it possible to get a good deal with the Iranians? Those would be my two questions.
Well, it's a bad deal, and you can't get a good deal with the Iranians. At least not a deal that they'll keep.
I think that's probably the most important thing for people to understand, that this is a country that has never kept any deals. And I think I read a report recently that there are sort of 12 conditions that they had to meet in the interim agreement with respect to the weaponization of nuclear material, and they've not kept 11 of the 12.
No, and they won't keep promises in the future. So an interesting thing happened in Ukraine in the last some days. There's a guy by the name of Yazdi that has just been elected on their council of experts. He's one of their most extreme clerics. Why is this election important? Because the council of experts, which is an 86-person body, is the body that selects the new supreme leader. The current supreme leader is sick with cancer, and the fact that Yazdi was able to get a majority vote there is a warning sign that what's bad in Iran might even get worse.
Well, let me just reemphasize that. I've given a couple of speeches over the last few weeks, and I've actually brought his name up, and I've said to people, remember this name. This man could be in all the negative ways, a transformational figure in Iran. He is a true believer in their ability to bring about the return of their theological end of times character, the 12th Imam. And and you're right. Now he's in a position where he could be the supreme leader, which would be cataclysmic.
I'm not sure that he'll be the supreme leader because of age, but if he dictates somebody in his own image that's younger, that's what I fear most.
Gotcha. Herman, thank you so much. Always great to talk to you and to get insight to someone who I've been following for a long time, and certainly appreciate your wisdom and experience in this area. And thank you for sharing it with our Patriot Voices listeners.
Pleasure to chat with you.
Thanks, Herman.
Bye. Bye.
Senator, some great insight there on current foreign policy issues. I know that's an important issue that you're sharing as you travel. I know you've been busy recently. And we, of course, as always, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. And
thank you very much.
Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. God bless, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. always a great pleasure to have Senator Rick Santorum join us. He always does his best between appointments and speaking engagements and flights and travel plans to call in, and we appreciate Herman Pirchner too, President of the American Foreign Policy Council, for sharing some great insights there. It's just another example of why we need all of you. We need everyone working together. So much of it is just becoming informed, sharing that with others, and really standing up for what we believe in and keeping our nation great. At the top of the show, we announced our giveaways, and we have some winners. Thanks for joining our Facebook event page for the radio show. That's how you can automatically enter any show. And we want to announce those today. It's Peter from Michigan wins a copy of Blue Collar Conservatives, a book written by Senator Santorum. Also, Sherry wins a copy of the One Generation Away movie. And then our last winner is Dan. He's from Massachusetts. He wins the book American Patriots. So congratulations to all our winners today. We like to give away some fun things every show. We are here the second and fourth Tuesdays every month at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can always listen to our archives as well after the show. So it doesn't have to be live. If you're not available live, just click on the site patriotvoices.com/radio with a small R. You can always listen to it there. We're also available on iTunes podcasts and on most podcast directories and apps. So that's a pretty cool way. I listen to the show and get caught up sometimes just working out at the gym, listening to it through iTunes podcast on my smartphone. So appreciate you joining us and keeping spread the word about Patriot Voices Radio. I want to end with one more short clip from Senator Santorum from his speech at the NRA convention, and it really sums up a lot about what we were talking about today, about being committed, being vigilant, and doing something. Here's Senator Santorum.
Ladies and gentlemen, as much as I'd like to come here and engage you to applaud, I need to engage you in an effort to help change our country. If you think that just this room, look at the people in this room. The folks who are driving the agenda on the other side don't even come near to the size of this room, but they are committed. Why is the NRA so successful in fighting back? Why are you so successful? Because they're committed. They wake up every day, just like they do here at the NRA. They wake up every day and they are vigilant. Ladies and gentlemen, our country needs you. Our country needs that vigilance. People ask me all the time, Senator, what can I do? And the answer is always the same, no matter who it is. Do something.
That's an awesome call to action. It's time to do something, and with our voices, we can be heard one at a time coming together. We want to encourage you to go to patriotvoices.com, and you can sign up as a volunteer on our Patriot Voices homepage. Great ways to get connected. I want to thank all our special guests today, and thank you for joining us. Get on Facebook, Twitter, share the archived copy of this with friends and family and others. And as always, it's great to stand with you together as Patriot Voices members, standing for faith, freedom, and opportunity in America. We'll see you on our next show in a couple weeks. For now, God bless everyone. Take care.